So my name is Clarisse Barrier, and I'm conducting my MPhil research in chemical engineering and biotechnology.
And what specific area are you studying? But first, I should have said, welcome to the Lucy Cavendish College podcast series today, looking at science and social science. Now, this seems like a big task you've taken on.
So I'm researching the environmental impacts that are associated with the production of cell-based meat, which is also known as cultured meat or clean meat, by conducting a life cycle assessment.
And what do you hope to discover by conducting this research?
I want to discover which processes can be optimized, which are the hotspots to achieve gains in terms of sustainability and cost, because both these factors are crucial for cultured meat product to be successful commercially.
Yeah, it's very topical at the moment, isn't it? Eat less meat, don't eat sausages, don't eat bacon, eat more vegetables. Is that what got you fired up and motivated to study this, Clarisse?
Yeah, so I am really motivated for plant-based products as well and eating more vegetables and all. But however, I think in China, for example, the meat consumption is actually rising. So this is why I think we have to provide an alternative that's actually meat. It's actually from the cell-based level. It is meat. So yes.
Are you a vegetarian?
Yeah, I do. I am vegan for 5 years now.
And so did someone say to you, come on, Clarisse, you know, you're the right person to study this field now. Take it on.
Yes, so I was actually in the Society Effective Altruism, which helped me to think really strategically about my career instead of just thinking, oh, let's save the planet in general. I thought that could apply my skills and my expertise. And I also worked in the startup, cultured meat startup last year. So I got to understand more the R&D challenges that we're facing. So hopefully I can help this field develop.
And what's the current state of thinking in this field? We do have lots of meat alternatives, don't we?
Oh, in this field? So there are meat alternatives, especially in our countries in Europe, but in China as well. However, the meat consumption is actually rising. It's predicted to double by 2050, whilst we need to have an 80% reduction in order to keep climate change under 2 degrees. So even though plant-based alternatives are great, I think there is room for other possible solutions to tackle this huge challenges we're facing.
So if we take a few steps down the line with your research, do you hope to come up with an actual meat alternative product?
Yeah, it would not be really meat alternative. It's just the production system. It would be the same meat, same output, but the production system would be, more, hopefully more sustainable and more efficient.
Kinder to the planet.
Yes.
And has anybody inspired you? Why did you want to study in Cambridge?
I think it really came to the research group. I know the excellent, the reputation, of course, of my department, but then finding the research group that really fitted my interests in terms of developing the life cycle assessment, I was really blessed to have found really the best.
How long before you're likely to have an outcome of this research? I mean, do you have an end date in mind? And do you know what you want to do next?
Yes, so I have to finish my project by the end of the year. I'm still getting results progressively, so I still have good outputs. Then I think I will move back to the startup world and continue there, the fast-paced environment.
So you might get a commercial organization to pick up your research and carry it on?
Yeah, I hope it will definitely benefit the startup today.
Now, you've mentioned China 2 or 3 times, but when we think of Britain, we take on health messages. You know, we've taken on wearing seatbelts in cars, 70-mile-an-hour speed limits, drink driving. So you can get these messages through, and all three of those were very unpopular. Now, Barbara Castle, who was a Minister of Transport and introduced them, had to have the Scotland Yard guarding her because it was so controversial. It was the beginning of women driving men to the pub when you had drink driving. So, you know, these are big societal changes, but they're achievable, like eating less meat, if you give the population consistent messages about it, and also if you legislate perhaps as well. But you mentioned China, so that is quite a tough ask, isn't it? Because China can achieve goals and social goals, we know that. Look at what's happened with the coronavirus, but actually the population loves meat.
Actually, I'm not so sure if they really achieved in terms even of the coronavirus, because they had outbreaks like this in the past, and clearly they haven't learned that you can now have like slaughtering animals in mass in the meat markets, and there's really poor hygiene standards. And yeah, I think they're definitely recognizing that there needs to be more safe, like just safer way to produce meat. So hopefully this will incline them to move towards this direction and take on these products.
And you don't want to launch a company yourself, do you?
I think I'm a bit too inexperienced right now. I think I could join one, hopefully, especially in China, it would be difficult to start myself.
Your deadline is, you know, foreseeable in the future. Do you see others picking up on your research field and what you've discovered and basically going forward with it?
Yeah, so in the literature, it's actually a really novel field that people are only starting now to investigate and to help get pushed forward. So I definitely hope that there will be people after me who will continue this. And because life cycle assessments in the R&D stages of any novel products, especially food products, are really important.
Well, Clarissa, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Lucy Cavendish College Science and Social Science podcast series here today, 2020. And good luck. You certainly seem very enthusiastic about your research.
Thank you very much.